Well, good morning, everybody. I have in my hand a rosary. We are in October, which is the month of the rosary, and it's a very powerful prayer that we have, and many people are in heaven because of it. I really believe it. I have to tell you a funny story. Yesterday, I had a series of meetings in Dearborn County with some young men who are desirous to go to a seminary next year, praise God. And I'm on my way home, and I look in my rearview mirror, and what do I see but a police officer? And, you know, it's funny, my heart used to race. It doesn't anymore. It happens so often. So anyway, I look back there, and I thought, oh dear. Anyways, I roll down my window, he comes over, he says, "Do you know how fast you are going?" And I said, "I really don't." I said, "I was praying my rosary." I said, "It's the month of the rosary, you know." And he says, "Well, you need to pay attention to the speed limit." And anyways, he gave me a warning. Isn't that nice? And but we should get lost in the mysteries of the Lord. And that's what the rosary does. It's not just about saying Hail Marys. It's about getting lost in the mysteries of the Lord, entering into those mysteries, and those mysteries entering into us. And when you're doing that, you don't even care about the speed limit. I mean, because you're just like, this is the Lord, you know? And anyways, we should be careful drivers. Okay. But anyways, what I really want to talk about today, in addition to telling you to pray the rosary with greater frequency and greater heart, is this. Jesus tells us today this powerful line. He says, "When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done only what we were obliged to do.'" Now, I will tell you a little story from a few months ago. It had been a week. You probably had them too. And there it was, a Saturday morning. I'm in my holy hour, and I was talking to Jesus in the tabernacle, and I said, "Jesus, I have given my life for you. I pray the liturgy of the hours 5 times a day. I am always there for people. I'm celibate. I am obedient, even when I don't want to be." If the bishop is watching, I always want to be obedient. But I'm going through, and it's almost like I was saying to Jesus, like, "You owe me an explanation for that week you just had, you know?" And then I just felt in my heart, open the Bible. So I opened the Bible, and this is the page I turned to. God is so good. And it dawned on me, "Coocher, get over it. This is what you're obliged to do." The vows that sister was talking, this is what I was obliged, this is my life, I'm obliged. And woe to me if that's all I do. And here I was thinking I was so great, you know. And sometimes I think we can get to that place. I think a lot of times, this is how the devil works. Don't you see it? The devil works in crazy ways. He has convinced so many people that if they follow the 5 precepts of the church, which are the bare minimum, going to Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation, going to confession at least once a year, that's and supporting the needs of the church in whatever way, following the fasting and abstinence. And people think that if we do that, like, we're the really, really good ones. Like, I'm up for the Catholic of the Year award if I do those things. And Jesus is going, "No, that's what you're obliged to do. That's what you're commanded to do. But if that's all you do, say to yourself, 'I am an unprofitable servant,' because that's all I'm doing." Jesus wants to call, he calls us to something so much bigger. And do you know, I don't know what he calls us to? To live a life of heroic faith. The second reading, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice. He gave us a spirit of love and power. He gave us strength to bear hardships for the sake of the gospel. Jesus, and he says, even if you have a little bit of faith like that, you're going to talk to a tree and it's going to obey you. Jesus calls us to have this kind of a faith that is so much more than just checking off a couple boxes and saying, "Yeah, I'm really good. Really good." He says, no, I want you to have the kind of faith that says, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, what do you need? On the basketball court, in my classroom, in my workplace, in my house, in my church, in my city. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. That's what the good Lord is calling us to. And I listen to this. I'm reading this phenomenal thing here by St. Jose Maria Escriva. It's called The Furrow. I read a chapter every day. Well, it's a paragraph and it's really short. But this is what it says. Wrong page. Well, it's really good, whatever it is. Anyway, I added to the other masses. Here. It is sad to see what some people understand by generosity. A few pennies, a spare moment, some spare clothes. They seem not to have ever read the gospel. The necessary message of sacrifice has not entered their hearts. Woo! This is it. Jesus is calling us to something so much bigger than a few pennies or a spare moment. He is calling us to a radical life of self-gift, a radical life of faith, a radical life of generosity, and you can never outgive God. Because the saints, they show us. Thanks be to God for the saints. I was talking to a family the other day, and they said that every day they read the saint of the day with their kids. And I said, praise the Lord, because those kids are going to understand what this is all about. Because the saints, when you study their lives, it's like, oh my heavens. That's what you're talking about, Jesus. That's what you're talking about. And when we read, and the scriptures is the same way. Reading the scriptures, but I think a lot of people they live these unprofitable servant kinds of lives because they're not reading the saints. They're not reading the scriptures. They're just kind of, I'm all right with you, God, you know, because I do this. That's not what he's calling us to. And the last thing I'm going to tell you is that Jesus Christ never asks you to do anything that he has not already done for you in a better and bigger way. And so here's what I mean. He wants us to live lives of incredible, incredible sacrifice and love and pouring ourselves out. And yes, Lord, look at Mother Teresa. You think she was ever tired? No, she was just, the Lord was just running through her. And this is it. Jesus on this altar in Little Shelbyville, Indiana, is going to give us his body, blood, soul, and divinity. He's going to pour out everything for us on this altar. And what he asks in return is for the sacrifice for us to put our life there too. And to say, Jesus, I give, here I am, every moment of the day, wherever I am at, here I am, I come to do your will. Let me be a profitable, profitable servant. Let's have that as our prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.